Hey there, this is Mark Scarborough, and this is the podcast Walking with Dante. You know, if you've been walking along with me, that this podcast has been on hold, on hiatus, because, well, because of bad things. Because in the middle of June, I went down to Dallas, Texas to help my father through some medical appointments. I ended up staying 5 weeks and helping him die. I had no idea he was going to go off a cliff, nor did I know that when he went off that cliff, he was going to pull me with him. It was a bad death. In every sense of the word, a great deal of pain, horrific on many, many levels. So I had to write myself. I had to get myself so that I could think about Dante again. Dante, after all, intellectualizes death. Dante makes death a game, philosophical, rhetorical, religious, a beautiful, giant puzzle to be figured out. But the one thing Dante rarely talks about is death itself. Almost everyone in comedy has died, has gone through the death experience. There's one exception down in Inferno we'll talk about. And then, of course, there's the Pilgrim. But almost everyone else has experienced death in some way. And yet their own dying experience is not found in a poem about death or about the afterlife or about the consequences of death. That made me very impatient. Made me very uncertain, made me not want to think about Dante for a while. But Walking with Dante is coming back on the 8th of August, Sunday, the 8th of August. Get ready. We are going to be back with Canto 15 of Inferno, and we are going on from there, pressing on toward the depths of hell itself. So get ready. 8th of August, Sunday, we're there. You want to get ready for that? Let me tell you what you need to do. Look back at some of the episodes on this podcast about the great sinners we have encountered so far in hell. For example, look at episodes 27 and 28 about Francesca. Go back, listen to the episode, find out some things about Francesca that makes her stand out. Try to remember those things because we're about to meet the fourth great sinner of hell. Or go back to episodes 50 through 52, Ferinata. Look at those episodes again. You want to anyway, because it's an interview coming up with a Dantista whose specialty is the 10th canto of Inferno. So you want to look at Ferinata anyway. But for now, let me just say, look at Ferinata as this soul who is damned, who is in his place, but yet somehow, I don't know, rises up bigger than hell, at least is one of the great figures of hell for Dante. And look back at episodes 69 and 70 with Pierre Della Vigna. And the suicide, who is the third great sinner of hell, because on the 8th of August, we will meet the fourth. So hang on, the podcast is coming back. We're almost there. Walking with Dante, thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for being part of this journey. And hey, let's go on. I can't wait. Canto 15, 8th of August. I'm Mark Scarborough. We'll be there soon.